Shadow knows.
Once again, the Grove Laboratories bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Friends, when doctors prescribe multiple vitamins in big doses, it's because they're trying to relieve you of an ailment due to a deficiency of vitamins in your diet. So if you suspect you need vitamins in bigger than minimum daily doses, consult your doctor. And here's another important point. Possibly your doctor was in the Army, where he learned all about Defender multiple vitamins that the Army used by the millions. He knows that two Defender capsules taken every day will help prevent fatigue, nervousness, poor appetite, lowered resistance to colds due to insufficient vitamins in your diet. So don't forget, to help keep feeling tip-top in wonderful health, supplement your food every day with Defender multiple vitamins distributed by the Grove Laboratories.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama...
Settle down here in the city now, sir. Back to civilization again. Do you like it, my dear? Are you happy?
Of course, Father. You know, I never want to go back on another expedition again.
I don't either, Janice. After your mother's death, I never want to see the tropics again.
Why did you ask?
You just seemed quiet lately, if you weren't feeling quite yourself.
I'm all right, I guess. It's just... Mother, I can't seem to get it out of my mind.
I know, my darling. But you mustn't think back on it, Janice. Well, you'd better run along up to bed now. You need all the sleep you can get.
I suppose so. Funny, I seem to need more and more rest lately. Sometimes I don't even sleep at all. I just curl up on the couch and doze.
Curl? Well, you better run along now. Good night, darling.
Good night. Oh, Father?
Yes?
Would you leave a note for the milkman in the morning?
Yes, of course. Regular order?
Yes, a regular order. But from now on, would you have him leave an extra bottle of cream? Dinner's ready, Father. It's on the table now.
Oh, good. You've turned out to be a good little housekeeper, Jenny.
If I hadn't been feeling so strange lately, I'd have done much more.
Well, this looks like quite a table you set. Oh, you sit down, my dear. Individual steaks. This is a treat. Fun.
What's the matter, Father?
It's steak. It's not cooked.
It's just the way you like it, Father. Rare.
This isn't rare. It's raw.
Is
it, Father? That's right. For me. Ah, now, there's a movie projector all set up. Shades are all drawn.
Oh, we really didn't have to go to all this trouble for me, Father.
Well, you have to be kept busy, Jen. Keep your mind off things. With the news for a while this afternoon. Now then, turn off the reading light in the corner, Jenny.
Yeah.
That's it. Now then, let's see. Where's the projector thing? So dark in here.
It's over here on this side of the machine, Father.
Oh, yes. So, how did you know where that switch was?
I saw it, Father.
You saw it? In the dark? Jenny,
What's the matter, Father?
Turn on the lights.
Why are you looking at me?
Turn on the lights, quick.
What's wrong, Father?
You're not well. You're getting worse. You're...
Oh, there's the doorbell. I'll get it.
No.
But, Father, it's probably Jen.
No, go to your room, Jen. Go to your room and stay there.
But, Father, I just...
Please, do as I say. Go quickly.
All right, Father.
I'm Jim Ryan, the new owner of the pet shop. I come to deliver your cat.
Cat? What cat?
This one right here in this basket.
I don't know anything about a cat. Now, get out.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
I said get out.
Look, you pay me, and then you can take your cat and that temper of yours, too, and keep both.
For the last time, I said get out of here.
Now, don't start pushing me around. I want to see the lady of the house.
Lady of the house? No.
No, well, I'm going to. She's the one who run up the bill at the pet shop, and I'm coming to collect, see?
Don't come another step, Father.
Now, look, mister.
I warned you, don't come another...
I'm bringing this cat in here. I'm... Let go.
Ryan's Pet Shop. Maybe they have some of that special new dog food.
Now, Brownie's getting special new dog food. But sometimes I think you lavish more attention on Brownie than you do on me.
Darling, don't tell me you're jealous of a coffee.
Take a look if anyone's home.
No, no, there's a youngster right over there. Hello, can you help us?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm looking for some special new dog food. I don't...
Oh, gosh, I'm afraid I don't know much about the stock here, miss. I'm just a delivery boy. Mr. Ryan, the new owner, he's up the street delivering a cat.
Quite a system. You run the shop and the owner runs the errand.
Well, Mr. Ryan went to collect the bill. That's why he made the delivery. Funny, though, he just went a couple of blocks and he's been gone almost 4 hours. Well, maybe that's Mr. Ryan now. Ryan's Pet Shop, Billy speaking. Oh, Miss Adams? Yeah? And Mr. Ryan was supposed to be at your house. No, no, he's not back here. Okay, bye. Gosh, at least one.
Well, what's up, Billy?
Well, that was the one Mr. Ryan was supposed to deliver a cat to. She said he hasn't shown up yet. Only a couple of blocks, 223 Locust.
Locust? Oh, well, we're going that way. Megan,
why don't you go with me? I hate to ask Miss Strange and all, but I'm awful worried. Mr. Ryan is well in the neighborhood, but I don't see how he could have gotten out.
Oh, of course. He'll be glad to go with you. Won't we, Lamont?
Of course, Billy.
Which is, you know, swell.
Well, Billy, it's about time you got here. Who are those people? Are they from the pet shop?
We're just friends of Billy's. We're trying to help him find Mr. Ryan and your cat, Miss Adams.
Well, I could swear you and Mr. Ryan went into Mr. Strong's house next door about 4 hours ago. He was carrying something that looked very much like my cabbage basket.
Well, he must have gotten the dresses mixed up.
Well, if he did, he'd better get it straightened out again. I want my cat back, and I want it back right away.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm mean.
Very helpful. Well, come on, Billy. We're going next door and have a talk with Mr. Strong. Now, here we are. Residence of Michael J. Strong, according to the mailbox here.
Somehow that name is familiar.
There's been quite a lot about Strong in the papers recently. Explorer, big name on her. Oh, Mr. Strong? Yes. I'm Lamont Cranston, Mr. Strong. We're trying to help out young Billy here from the pet shop. Did Mr. Ryan deliver a cat to you by mistake about 4 hours ago?
Cat? Oh, I know, but a man with some sort of basket did come to the door a few hours ago. He must have had the wrong address. We don't have any cats here.
You don't know which way he went, do you?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, sorry to trouble you, Mr. Strong. Thanks very much.
Well, not at all.
Good day.
Gee, I don't know what to think now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Billy. We'll go back to the pet shop with you, and I bet you find Mr. Ryan back there waiting for you.
If he's not, Billy, I have some pretty good friends at police headquarters. I'll notify them of Ryan's disappearance.
The police? Gosh, you don't think anything happened?
No, Billy, I don't. Sometimes it's a good idea just to make a routine police report in cases like this.
And this cat just wandered in, Father. Where do you suppose he came from?
In the back way, probably. Put it down, then.
Oh, it seems to like him. Can I keep it, Father? I'll put it in the garage.
Garage? No. Oh, you stay away from the garage this evening. I mean, well, all right, Janet. Keep the cat in here for the night, anyway.
Oh.
Now, I've got to go out. I have an errand to do.
Could I go with you, Father?
No. No, I've got to do this alone. Oh. I'm going to take the car and deliver something along the river drive. I may be late.
Get back as soon as you can, Father. Doug Hartley's coming over to dinner.
Who?
Doug Hartley. You remember, he just got out of the service. He was stopping off here on his way home.
I don't want to see anyone for a while. Call your friend up and tell me I'm feeling well.
Father, you won't let me see anyone anymore. Is there anything wrong?
I'm sorry, my dear. I've been under a terrible nervous strain lately. I've got to go now. Call your friend, Janet. I'll be back later.
All right, Father. Hotel Kirsten, and Mr. Douglas Hartley, please. Hello, Doug. This is Janet. I'm sorry, Doug, but I'm afraid I won't be able to see you tonight after all. I haven't been feeling very well, and Father says I shouldn't. Well, yes, I suppose I could see you for a little while. You'd better come around the back way, though, just in case. I'll be waiting for you in the garden. Bye. Doug, is that you?
Janet, where are you?
Over here on the bench, Doug.
It's a blame dark out here. Oh, there you are. Ah, Janet, darling, how are you?
Oh, fine. Oh, it's wonderful to see you again, Doug. Oh, sit down.
What is all this about your father and meeting here in the garden?
Oh, it's nothing, Doug. Father's just been a little upset lately for some reason.
Oh, well, then you're not really ill.
Well, I haven't been feeling quite myself the last few weeks, but I'm all right.
Oh, that's good. Janet, I heard about your mother. I want you to know how sorry I am.
Mother? Oh, thank you.
I know how fond you were of her.
Yes, I was.
What a tragedy that she had to go like that.
Yes, wasn't it?
Janet, are you sure you feel all right?
Oh, yes, of course, I'm fine.
You seem so nervous. And now that I can see you better, you look different somehow.
Different?
Yes, you... That darn cat. Go on, beat it.
Don't touch that cat.
John Dean's moving in on it. I'll fix it.
Doug, stop it.
That cat needs a good swift kick.
I told you not to touch that cat.
Oh, my face. Janet, come back here. Janet. She's not here in the living room. Janet!
Who's in here?
Oh, she's strong. Yeah, I'm glad you're back. What?
What happened to your face?
Janet, she went half out of the mind. She leaped on me and scratched me when some darn cat...
Cat, who are you?
What are you doing with my daughter?
I'm Doug Hartley.
Janet and I were out in the garden.
Get out of here, young man. Never come back as long as you live.
No, wait a second, Mr. Strong. I want to find out what's the matter with Janet. Something's happened to
get
her.
Out of here, I said.
I'll get out, Mr. Strong, but before I do, I'm going to see Janet.
You're going to do nothing of the kind.
What's on that chain, Mr. Strong? Put it down!
Suffering from all the usual miseries of a cold, that's the time to get Grove cold tablets. Why? Because they're specifically designed to get down inside and work internally for relief quickly. You see, Grove cold tablets are a multiple medicine compounded like a doctor's prescription. Not just one or two ingredients, but a combination of 8 active ingredients that work on all these usual cold miseries at once. Relief number 1, help reduce fever. Relief number 2, ease your headache. Relief number 3, alleviate body ache. Relief number 4, reduce nasal stuffiness. Relief number 5, lessen muscular pain. No wonder millions of folks turn to Grove when they want cold relief that really works. Now, when you have a cold, remember to rest and avoid exposure. Remember to get Grove cold tablets and take exactly as directed. Accept only the box with the name Grove. G-R-O-V-E. Grove cold tablets. Because G-R-O-V-E spells relief from cold misery. And now, back to the shadow.
Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane are paying a visit to Commissioner Weston at police headquarters. They have just read in the afternoon paper about the murder of Mr. Ryan, the pet shop owner, who disappeared so mysteriously the day before.
I read about your men finding Ryan in the river last night, Commissioner. I just thought we'd drop in and see if you had anything new on the case.
No. Ryan's wife just identified the body as that of her husband this morning. You reported his disappearance, Cranston. I suppose you have some theory about the murder.
Commissioner, you're not asking Lamont's advice about the case,
are you? I certainly am not. Someone had it in for Ryan. They mugged him and threw him into the river. Why they stripped him of all identification and didn't take a cent of his money, I don't know. But we'll find out. Pardon. Hello? Oh, Cardona. What? Another floater found in the river. Now. Cardona, have the body brought down to the morgue. I'll meet you there.
Another murder, Commissioner?
Looks like it. Kid this time, boy in his 20s. Same setup. Body in the river, no identification. Money still on him.
Have we been reported missing, Commissioner?
No, we haven't had any report on missing persons since Ryan's disappearance.
Mind if we go down to the morgue with you, Commissioner?
No, no. Come along. I'm going down there right now.
But what about the scratches on the faces of those two men at the morgue, Lamont? What did Commissioner Weston say about them?
He said the men were probably scratched when they were dragged through the bushes at the river's edge.
You believe that?
And those scratches were in a pattern. I think they were made by the claw of an animal. Yes, Margot, just what you're thinking. By a cat.
Yes, but Miss Adams was the only one who had a cat. Darling, you don't think...
The cat that Ryan was delivering when he disappeared and was later murdered.
Yes, of course. And that would mean that she lied to us yesterday. That her cat was delivered to her, wouldn't it?
That, Margot, is what I'm going to try and find out from Miss Adams right now. As the shadow.
Why are you sitting alone in this half-lit room, Christine Adams?
What was that? Who's in this room?
I've come to you for information. Information about two men who were murdered and thrown into the river. Men whose faces were scratched by a cat.
Murdered men? Scratched by a cat? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Why did you say your cat had not been delivered to you?
It hadn't. I don't know where my cat is.
Don't lie to the shadow, Miss Adams.
I'm not lying, I swear it. My cat is gone. I thought I'd heard it next door in the backyard. When I looked out, it wasn't there. If you want information, you'd better go next door.
Home of a respected explorer and lecturer? You wouldn't be lying to shift the guilt from yourself, Miss Adams.
No, no, I've heard cats over there before. Besides, there's something queer about the place. Strong's daughter. She hasn't gone out in months. I think she's a captive in there.
And I think, Christine Adams, that you have a very peculiar imagination. I'm going now, but if I find that you've been lying to me... The shadow will be back, Miss Adams, to see that you're brought to justice.
Father, is that you?
Yes, Janet.
Where have you been, Father?
I've been on an errand for your young friend. Why did you let that young man come here to see you?
Father, what's happened to Doug?
I've taken your friend away. I've got to protect you, to keep anyone from seeing you, as you really are.
As I really am. What's happened to me?
I didn't want to tell you, Janet.
What is it, Father?
Your mother's tragic death in the jungle. Left a mark on you, Janet.
A terrible mark.
What kind of a mark?
I can't tell you. I can't.
Has it anything to do with the jungle, Father?
Yes, it has.
The jungle. Mother's dead. Father.
Yes?
Look at me. Can you see it?
Yes, I can.
Where, Father?
No, Janet, stop.
Where, Father?
In your eyes, in your fingernails, your hair.
Go on, Father.
Your habit, your appetite.
Oh, no!
Janet,
no!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it for the Lord! Stop it! Stop it! They found out about me or you, Janet. They just get out of here. Now, tonight.
But, Lamont, I still don't see why
they're poking
around the Strong's backyard. What did Adam tell you that made you so curious about
the Strong? If he heard the sounds of cats over here. Also some weird story about Strong's daughter.
And you think they're in this company tonight?
If the cat that Ryan delivered is in this house, Margaret, we'll know it was Strong who was lying to us yesterday. He has something very definite to do with Ryan's murder.
Well, what is
it?
Strong and Elizabeth
came from
inside the house.
Sounded only
human.
Well,
then I don't like
it. I don't either. That cat is our only evidence, Margaret. We've got to find it.
Here's the back. What? Why, the light. Every light in the house just went out.
Whoever or whatever's in that house heard it. We're trying to make a getaway in the dark. Come on, Margaret. The back door.
This must be the kitchen we're in now.
I'm going through the house and find that cat, Margo.
Oh, no, please don't.
Let me stay here, Margo. If anyone tries to leave by the back way here, shout for me.
Oh, I'd much rather have gone with the lawn than went here alone. There's that cat again. The sound of it is coming this way. It is coming closer. So darn. But listen, where is him? No. Stay away from me, wherever you are. Please.
About the whole story, Margot. Of course,
I didn't know you were out cold in the back of the house because I had to go out the front way to catch Strong in the car.
Well, it wasn't very gallant of you, darling, but just forgiven, but... Oh, I'm so glad it's over, man. You know, in a way, I'm glad, too, that Strong is going to be sent to a sanitarium instead of the penitentiary.
I am too, Margot, now that I know the whole story. By the time Strong committed those murders, he didn't have a vestige of sanity left.
Yes, but that's what I still don't understand. Why did Janet have that awful illusion? If she's going to be all right and it's her father who's completely mad.
Her mother's death left the girl ill and neurotic, Margot. And it broke Strong's mind completely. Mrs. Strong was killed horribly by a giant jungle cat on their recent expedition.
Oh, no.
From then on, Strong began to interpret every move Janet made, every word she said, as being cat-like. Till the poor child almost believed it herself.
So terrible to think of a father hating his daughter so much that he'd force her to believe she was becoming a cat.
That's the terrible irony of it, Margot. Strong didn't hate his daughter. He worshipped her. It was simply his own twisted mind that tried to destroy the one thing he loved most in the world. Passion cold makes you suffer all the usual cold miseries. Headache, fever, nasal stuffiness, body aches and pains. Get Grove cold tablets. More Grove cold tablets are used each year than any other cold tablet in the world. There's good reason. Grove cold tablets are not just a headache remedy, not just one or two ingredients. Grove cold tablets are a multiple medicine, compounded like a doctor's prescription. A combination of 8 active medical ingredients especially designed to give you relief from all these usual miseries of cold. They get right down inside and work internally for relief. Now, when you have a cold, rest, avoid exposure. Get Grove cold tablets and take exactly as directed. Accept only the box with the famous Grove signature. That's G-R-O-V-E. Grove cold tablets. The Shadow program is based on a story copyrighted by Street and Smith Publications. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, the Grove Laboratories will bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Thank you.